Magazine.
This year's World Orienteering Championship, hosted by the Czech Republic, ended in drama for the man slated to win hands down. The six-fold world champion in orienteering, Francis Thierry Gheorghiu, was well on his way to his seventh gold medal when, less than a mile from the finish line, he suddenly ran off the course and disappeared from public view. It later transpired that he had been stung by a bee which flew straight into his open mouth. His tongue swelled so badly he could hardly breathe, and fearing for his life, medics bundled him into a helicopter on standby for emergencies and rushed him to the nearest hospital. Gheorghiu soon recovered, but the bee deprived him of the coveted seventh gold medal, handing a surprise victory in the men's relay event to the French arch rivals, the United Kingdom. This race is not one that the unhappy French athlete will care to remember, but ironically, he got his first break here in the Czech Republic at the World Orienteering Championship in Mariánské Lázně back in 1991, where he won the spectator race in his age category. As the English language version of the internet daily Aktuálně noted this week, this time round it was just not meant to be. A 43-year-old mum from the town of Mokrá Hora near Brno got the shock of her life this week when a car thief stole her car with her 8-year-old son in it. The thief pretended he needed help and lured her out of the car, then jumped in and drove off. The 8-year-old, who was sitting quietly in the back seat, made a brave lunge for the wheel, but the car was already speeding away. The thief dropped him off a few minutes later and continued on his way. In the meantime, his terrified mum was pursuing them in a car whose driver saw the incident and offered to help her. Both mother and son are uninjured, but the police have still not managed to catch the car thief. Strange things happen in the town of Mokrá Hora. This week, a 51-year-old man living on the outskirts of town reported a deer to the police for allegedly harassing his family over a period of 5 years. According to the internet daily Novinky.cz, the police arrived to find the deer in the man's vegetable garden. Apparently, the animal had been a daily visitor, and the man decided to report it after it started going into the house and rummaging for food in the kitchen. The deer is not afraid of humans, nor of the family dog, and not even the sound of police sirens made it flee. The police have turned to the local Hunters Association for help. Vets say the deer shows all the signs of having been raised by humans, probably saved after its mother was killed, and then having been let out when it was heavily dependent on them. They say that moving it to a different location would only make it seek a new family, so the only possibility would be to place it in a zoo, unless, of course, a family can be found which would not mind adopting the deer as a fully fledged family member. Officers in Prague are searching high and low for a suspect who managed to escape from a Prague police station in handcuffs, where he was waiting to be questioned. The incident is not only deeply embarrassing, but has got a number of officers in hot water with a police inspection team. Now they're hoping to at least save face by recapturing the suspect as soon as possible. Lubomír Vladimir Nechas is a doctor whose hobby is collecting phones. He currently has 200 of them, including a telephone booth from the 1950s and a military telephone switchboard. He likes phones with a history and over the past 15 years managed to acquire phones from faraway places like China, Lebanon and Brazil. He has a phone which was reportedly used by the Bulgarian communist leader Todor Živkov and a phone used by Czech soldiers in Baghdad. He boasts one of the first mobile phones ever used. It weighs close to 2 kilos and cost a staggering sum of money in its heyday. However, he says his collection is far from complete. What he'd really like to find is one of the first phones that appeared on the market at the close of the 19th and beginning of the 20th centuries. Unlike today's plastic phones, the oldest models were made of wood or metal. And he also needs more room for his fast-expanding collection. Right now, he has a few pieces in his office for patients to admire, more in his house, and the phone booth has pride of place in his garden. Funny how doctors like to collect things. My dentist had a collection of dental instruments he claims are from medieval times, a scary assortment of tongues that look like they belong to a blacksmith. There are lots of culinary events to choose from in the summertime, and if you were so inclined, you could spend your holidays going from one to another. This week would have taken you to Stramberg, the town that produces the famous Stramberg ears, for an omelette party on the town's main square. The chef made an omelette out of 500 eggs, and onlookers were asked to help. He certainly broke a number of records, not only in terms of size. He whipped up a meal in 15 minutes for 160 people. Beat that. The special pan he used was made to order in 1996. It weighs 130 kilos and is 2 meters wide. From Stramberg, you could have gone to the town of Ostra, which held a medieval food bash out in the open. People queued up for roast pork and game, a variety of meat pies, bread rolls with onion, sweet raisin cakes and homemade cheese. And if you still hadn't had enough, you could have travelled to Miroslav in the south of the country for a dumpling-eating contest. The dumplings were sweet, filled with apricots, slathered in butter and rolled in sugar. A great summer dish and one I love, but I doubt that you would have stood a chance against this year's champion, who consumed 75 dumplings in the space of just 20 minutes. Well, we Czechs have a natural advantage. We've been eating dumplings all our lives.